Well, it's been dubbed Mobile Geddon, and one survey shows that more than half of Australia's top companies aren't ready for it. From tomorrow, Google will change the way it ranks searches. Google says it will prioritise companies that have mobile-friendly websites when people use the search engine on their smartphones or tablet computers. As a result, businesses with desktop-only websites may find them plummet in Google's search rankings, the online equivalent of social death for companies. Alison Caldwell reports.
First there was Panda and Penguin, now there's Mobile Geddon. Google's latest algorithm update will change the way it ranks businesses. It was prompted by the rapid increase in the use of smartphones. In Australia, smartphone use has doubled in 4 years. From tomorrow, Google will prioritise companies with mobile-friendly websites whenever people use the search engine on their smartphones or tablets. Digital strategist Ewan Watt is the director of ROI.com. He says more than half of Australia's biggest companies could simply disappear.
We actually did some proprietary research in the last 24 hours. We took a list of the ASX 200 companies and we ran all of those companies through the Google mobile readiness tool. And what that indicated was that 51.5% of the ASX 200 company websites were not deemed as mobile ready by Google, and the remaining 48.5% are in good shape for the change.
Does that mean that they drop off onto page 2 or page 3 of a Google search?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it, as to what exactly is going to transpire in the next 24 hours. I've been in this industry for 15 years and I've never seen Google more proactive in terms of communicating about this change and sending messages to webmasters over the last 3 to 4 months. So in my opinion, that means there is going to be a substantial change.
The Council of Small Business Australia is concerned many small businesses could be left behind by the change. Executive Director Peter Strong.
If there were 5 search engines, well, you'd move to another one or whatever, but this is the result of dominance, and that's why we've got to confront that. We've got to say, you've got to be responsible if you're going to be that dominant. 2 months is not enough notice for anybody. Even big businesses are going to struggle to do that in 2 months, given that they've got committees to go through. It doesn't help the hairdresser who still does fantastic hair, has wonderful personality and great staff, etc. And all of a sudden, the website's not number 2 or 3 where it used to be. All of a sudden, it's disappeared. That's not business. We can't blame the hairdresser for that.
Peter Strong believes Google is responding to the competition posed by apps, which bypass search engines.
The apps bypass Google. The apps bypass all search engines, so there's no advertising on the way. There's no opportunity to make money from people searching. And I think this is a way of Google, without actually saying it, they're trying to keep up with technology themselves. They're the ones that have fallen behind. Google reports to no one but Google. And I think that's something that the international community is going to have to confront and deal with, not just with Google, but Amazon's and a few other things as well.
But Ewan Watt says the rollout won't be instant.
Google generally rolls out big changes over a period of perhaps, say, 1 to 2 weeks. And I think my estimation is that may be the case tomorrow. But irrespective of that, I think businesses need to be acting on that because in the next 4 weeks or so, I think there is going to be a substantial impact to rankings. As to how detrimental that is, I think time will tell.
For its part, Google says it's been working with website owners to ease the transition.
Alison Caldwell.